Good evening to all, and welcome. My name is Almerindo Ojeda, and I'm the director of the Center for the Study of Human Rights in the Americas. That's the unit that's bringing this to you tonight. I'd like to begin by thanking our co-sponsors of this event. First, the UC Davis Hemispheric Institute on the Americas, the UC Davis School of Law, the UC Davis Muslim Student Association, and the American Civil Liberties of Yolo County. I'd also like to thank the University of California, Davis, for supporting us in this effort, both in the technical dazzling brilliance that you see here. They really deserve a round of applause. They've been with this for quite a number of hours. I'd also like to thank the university for their help with publicity, very effective publicity, as we can see here today. More generally, I'd like to thank my university, the University of California, for understanding that a great university must shed light on the central issues of the day and thus lead us to enlightened action. Let there be light. Thanks are also due to University of California Television that will be editing the footage of this event for later broadcast in YouTube. This will be done at no cost to us. Thanks also to our friends from Sacramento, WIDA Media, who are recording this footage that will be forwarded to University of California Television. Again, they're doing it at no cost to us. So thank you very much. Many people helped the success of this event. I'd like to thank them. First, my wife for her patience and all the neglect and dedication for this program. I want to thank the Davis Peace Coalition that helped, and Code Pink that helped us with the publicity and the ticket sales. Yes, thank you. Davis Enterprise, California Aggie, KDVS for publicity. Finally, a very big thanks to Democracy Now!, broadcasting now in over 700 stations. Especially here, Amy Goodman, Dennis Moynihan, Andres Conteris, and Sherif Abdel Kaduz, all of them helped a lot in this big event. Turning to our friends there in the other side of the world, I'd like to introduce Ismail Kushkush. When did you wave? There he is. Ismail is a former student from UC Davis. He studied history. And after going back to his native Sudan, he started working as a journalist. As such, he got to meet all these great people we have around the table. Adel Hamad, you could wave for us, Adel. Yes. Hamad Amno. Hamad, can you say hello to us? And Salim Mahmoud Adem.
Salim.
Back in February, Ismail contacted me and asked me if our center would be interested in interviewing these former prisoners. It took me a few milliseconds to agree. This is because our center has been carrying out a Guantanamo Testimonials Project. The goals of this project are to gather testimony about prisoner abuse at Guantanamo, to organize them in meaningful ways, to make them widely available online, and to preserve them there in perpetuity. As to our event tonight, we have a number of goals. The first is to gather testimony for our project, but also to educate broadly on the topic. Thirdly, and importantly, we need to raise funds for the Guantanamo Testimonials Project. As you know, this event was billed as a benefit for a project, but given the size of the hall, the price of admission, and the cost of putting this wonderful video conference together, we'll be able to cover expenses. So, not much more. So, as you came in, you got a free book, and inside the free book was an envelope with a stub that you can make a donation. Please please consider contributing to our center. What will we do with your good money? We'll put more events like this, for one. we might be able to travel abroad and interview former prisoners. I was in London last year, and we got the only recording of five Guantanamo prisoners speaking in London. We have it in our website. That was out of personal expense. We are considering translating memoirs of prisoners. There's about eight or nine of them already in all sorts of languages, Pashto, Arabic, French, Swedish, Norwegian, and those, of course, take expense to translate. So consider us there as well. Guantanamo, the prison, may close soon, perhaps even by the end of this year. But, yes. But Guantanamo, the experience, will go on for years to come. We will need to know exactly what happened there, to acknowledge the suffering of fellow human beings, to hold perpetrators to account, to seek reconciliation with the rest of the world, and to prevent it from happening again. The Guantanamo Testimonials Project will not end with the closure of the prison. It will end when the experience of lawlessness and abuse it has created has been fully understood. Please help us do that by placing your contribution in one of those envelopes. After agreeing with the interview Ismail proposed, I contacted Amy Goodman and asked her to be the interviewer. Why Amy Goodman? Because she's the best. When it comes to issues of human rights, there is no other journalist in this country that researches the issues so thoroughly, identifies the right people to discuss them, and then shares them with us, with the rest of us, by asking them that brilliantly simple question, what is the significance of this? Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Goodman.
Well, given that we have this rare opportunity, I want to thank you, Professor Almirindo, and also a shout out to the medical workers here at UC Davis. We encourage the university to bargain in good faith and to ensure the good conditions for the workers at the university here. But why don't we launch right in? Why everyone has gathered today is to speak with these three men. I consider this bridge between Davis, California, and Khartoum, Sudan, as a way to break the sound barrier. Why don't we begin with Adel Hamad? If you could start by telling us where you were born, your life before your arrest, and then we'll move into when you were arrested.
أنا ولدت وحياتي قبل الاعتقال.
أنا ولدت في مدينة بورت السودان.
I was born in the city of Port Sudan.
في شرق السودان على ساحل البحر الأحمر.
In eastern Sudan on the Red Sea coast.
عام 1958. واعتقلت في باكستان.
And I was arrested in Pakistan.
في 18/7/2002.
On the 18th of July 2002.
بمنزلي.
In my house.
What were you doing in the years before you were arrested? What was your job?
ماذا كان عملك قبل؟
كان عملي في مؤسسة إسلامية خيرية.
I was working in an Islamic charitable organization.
اسمها الندوة العالمية للشباب الإسلامي.
The World Assembly of Muslim Youth.
عملت في العمل الخيري 17 عاما.
I've worked in charitable organizations for 17 years.
من 1986 إلى 2002.
1986 to 2002.
في باكستان.
In Pakistan.
The U.S. government said that Hira Islamic Institute, an NGO that operated in Afghanistan, the U.S. government said it was affiliated with Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. What is your response to that?
قالت إن المنظمة دي لها علاقة بأسامة بن لادن والقاعدة. فما يعني ردك على هذا؟
طبعا المنظمة هذه ليست لها أي علاقة بالإرهاب ولا بالقاعدة.
This organization has no connections with terrorism or Al-Qaeda.
والدليل على ذلك أنها تعمل حتى الآن.
And the evidence of that is that it is working till now.
In Sudan, in Afghanistan.
في باكستان وفي كل العالم.
In Pakistan and all through the world.
International,
it's international.
Describe the day you were arrested. Where were you? Who arrested you?
أصف اليوم الذي اعتقلت فيه. من الذي اعتقلك وكيف اعتقلت؟
اعتقلوني قوات باكستانية ومعهم أمريكي.
I was arrested by Pakistani forces and they had, there was an American with them.
Where were you?
وهم أخبروني في منزلي بمنزلي في باكستان.
I was in my home in Pakistan.
How do you know there was an American there?
كيف عرفت أن هناك أمريكي معهم؟
من شكله هكذا.
From the way he looked.
والكلام معه باللغة الإنجليزية.
And speaking to him in English.
And what time was it? How did they take you away?
في أي ساعة تغلوك؟
الساعة الواحدة ونصف في الليل.
1:30 a.m. They entered my home.
و يعني أنا في الصحة من النوم مفزوع.
And I woke up scared.
وقالوا لي.
And I found them in front of me.
أنت ستأتي معنا. أنا قلت لهم لماذا ما إيش مشكلتي؟
And they told me that you will come with us. So I asked them what was the problem.
فقالوا لي فقط لمدة ساعة أو ساعتين.
They told me that you would come with us for an hour or two.
وعندما رأوا الجواز وجدوا الفيزا موجودة فيه.
When they looked at my passport, they saw the visa in it.
فقالوا له هذا الرجل عنده فيزا.
And the Pakistani authorities told him that this guy has a visa.
هل أيضا نعتقله؟
Should we arrest him?
فهو قال لهم نعم تعتقلوا.
And he said yes, arrest him.
بعدها جلسوا في الاعتقال هذه الفترة كلها خمس سنوات ونصف في الاعتقال.
And then I was in jail for 5.5 years.
How did they take you from the house? Did they put anything on you physically? And where did they take you?
كيف اعتقلوك؟
طبعا هم
شيء وأين أخذوك؟
هم قالوا لا تحرك كان أشهر السلاح في وجهي.
They told me not to move. They put their weapons in my face.
وبعد ذلك عملوا لي سلاسل في يدي.
Then they cuffed me.
وعندما نزلت درج السلم كنت في الطابق الثاني أنا.
I was on the second floor and we went down.
وعندي جاري في الطابق الأسفل.
And my neighbor was on the first floor.
فهم دخلوا عليه غرفة نوم أيضا.
And they also entered into his room.
فزعوه وزوجته كانت تبكي أيضا.
And they woke him up and his wife was crying.
وعندما أخذوني غطوا رأسي بعد ما نزلت غطوا رأسي بقطعة سوداء.
And then they hooded me with a black hood.
Huh? And we're just moving the camera. Just could we move it like right back and there, so we can watch the film and also what, and then we won't be looking away from him when he's speaking, and as far back as you can, so he sees other people. Ah, that's actually much better. So then we can be looking at him. So he'll be turning away. Yeah, a little back there, so he sees other people. Great. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Where did they take you to?
أين أخذوك؟
أخذوني إلى سجن.
They took me to jail.
انفرادي.
Solitary.
سيء جدا جدا.
That was really bad. I cannot even describe it.
وسخان.
Very dirty.
حار جدا.
Hot.
أنا كنا في الصيف.
It was summertime.
الطعام كان رديء جدا جدا.
Food was really bad.
وبقينا في هذا السجن.
We were in this jail.
تلك الليلة إلى الصباح.
From that night till morning.
وبعد ذلك عملوا لنا إجراءات تصوير وبصمات الأيدي.
And then they took our pictures and fingerprints.
واستجوبنا ذاك الأمريكي نفسه.
Then the American interrogated me.
معه مترجم.
With a translator.
وسألني أسئلة عادية.
And asked me normal questions.
اسمك و.
Your name.
قلت له معك الباسبورت في كل شيء.
I told him that you have my passport that has everything in it.
وثم أودعونا في الزنزانة هذه.
Then they put me in this jail.
6 شهور ونصف.
For 6.5 months.
و. طبعا تسبب هذا السجن لي متاعب كثيرة.
This jail caused many problems for me.
يعني تعبت جسديا وصحيا.
Physically and in my health.
وفقدت من وزني 30 كيلو.
And I lost 30 kilograms of weight.
Were you ever beaten there?
هل ضربوك؟
لا في السجن الباكستاني ما ضربوني.
No, not in the Pakistani cell.
And the American who questioned you, did he identify himself as an American?
الأمريكي اللي حقق معك هل هو عرف نفسه كأمريكي؟
لا ما.
No, he did not.
And so after this, when did you end up flying to Guantanamo?
بعد ذلك.
بعد ذلك نقلونا إلى باغرام.
Then they took us to Bagram.
وطبعا طريقة النقل كانت طريقة لا إنسانية.
It was an inhumane way the way they took us to Bagram.
وربطونا بأرجلنا وأيدينا.
They tied us in our feet on our hands.
Gloves.
And they put
كذا.
Heavy gloves on our hands.
وربطونا على أرضية الطائرة.
And they tied us to the floor of the plane.
وإلى أن وصلنا باغرام.
Until we reached Bagram.
طبعا عندما نزلنا من الطائرة.
When we left the plane.
وضربونا.
They hit us.
وركلونا بأرجلهم.
And kicked us.
ونزعوا ثيابنا كلها.
They took off all our clothes. And left us naked.
وبعد ذلك أعطونا ملابس حمراء.
And then they gave us red clothing.
وتركوا أيضا عيوننا مغمضة ما زالت مغمضة.
And they tied our eyes.
ومنعوني من النوم ثلاث ليالي.
And they deprived me of sleep for 3 days.
وكنت أكون في حالة يعني أكون واقف على أرجلي ثلاث ليالي.
And we were standing up for 3 days.
وكان التحقيق مستمر مع التعب هذا.
And interrogation was going on with this.
وكنت في زنزانة انفرادية.
And I was in a solitary confinement.
وكانت أيدي وأرجلي داخل الزنزانة أيضا مربوطة بالسلاسل.
And I was tied with chains in the cell.
سببت لي جراحات كثيرة في أيدي ورجلي.
That caused me injuries.
وعندما وصلت الليلة الثالثة كنت ما أستطيع أقاوم التعب والمرض.
On the third night I couldn't resist the tiredness.
فأغمي عليه.
So I passed out.
فأخذوني للمستشفى ووجدت نفسي داخل المستشفى.
And they took me to the hospital.
وبعد ذلك رجعوني إلى زنزانتي.
Then they took me back to the cell.
وبقيت أسبوعين في هذا الوضع.
And I was like this for 2 weeks.
بعد نقلوني إلى مكان ساحة كبيرة.
Then they took me to a wide space.
وكنا ننام على الأرض.
And we slept on the floor.
وكان التحقيق أيضا مستمر.
And interrogation was still going on.
وكان التهديد والضرب.
Threats and hitting.
وأسمع صراخ بعض السجناء وآلامهم.
I would hear the cries and screaming of other prisoners.
بقينا شهرين على هذا الوضع.
And we were like this for 2 months.
بعد ذلك نقلنا إلى غوانتانامو.
Then they took us to Guantanamo.
How did you know you were at Bagram?
كيف عرفت أنك كنت في باغرام؟
طبعا عرفت من شكل المبنى ومن المكان.
I knew from the looks of the place.
وعندما سألت المحقق.
When I asked the interrogator.
قال لي أين تظن أنت؟
He asked me where do you think you are.
قلت له أنا في أفغانستان.
I told him I'm in Afghanistan.
وبعدين سألت السجناء الآخرين.
Then I asked other prisoners.
من الأفغان.
Afghanis.
قالوا هذا مطار باغرام.
They told me that this was the Bagram Air Force Base.
Did you hear of? You heard screams. Did you hear of prisoners being killed there?
سمعت صراخ. هل سمعت عن سجناء قتلوا هناك؟
سمعت عن اثنين أفغان قتلوا.
I heard of two Afghans that were killed because of torture.
Did you see it? Did it happen while you were in Bagram?
لا ما رأيت لكن سمعت.
I did not see it, but I heard.
ولكن القصة معروفة بعد ذلك.
But it was a known story.
Did you ask your interrogator about it?
هل سألت المحقق عن ذلك؟
لا 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 ما أستطيع أسأل لأنه إذا سألت ممكن أنا أيضا أكون القتيل الثالث.
No, because if I would have asked, I might have been the third victim.
Did the interrogator change, or was it always the same person?
هل المحقق تغير لما كان دائما نفس الشخص؟
كان يتغير.
It would change.
And did the kinds of questions change?
هل الأسئلة تغيرت؟
الأسئلة تغيرت طبعا تغير أسئلة
yes.
كثيرة.
Yes, the questions would change. There were many questions.
What was their focus?
التركيز كان شنو؟
كان يقول لي أنت دربت في معسكر كذا.
They would say that you trained in this camp.
وأنت سافرت إلى منطقة قندهار.
And that you traveled to Kandahar.
وقابلت الملة.
And you met the mullah.
وأنت سافرت إلى هرات.
And then you traveled to Herat.
وأنت ساعدت أسامة بن لادن.
And that you helped Osama bin Laden.
وساعدت بالطبيب جراح لمستشفى بن لادن.
And you helped the surgeon of bin Laden.
فأنا كنت أقول لهم أنتم ممكن تقصدوا شخص آخر غيري.
I told them that you might be referring to someone else.
أنه هذه الأشياء كلها أنا لا رأيت هرات.
Because I've never been to Herat or Kandahar.
ولا رأيت الملة ولا أعرف.
Or never met the mullah or know anything about
him. ما عندي علاقة بالأشياء.
I have no relationship with that.
So talk about how you were moved to Guantanamo.
حدثنا كيف نقلت إلى غوانتانامو.
طبعا بالليل.
At night.
حلقوا لحانا وشعورنا.
They shaved our heads and beards.
وبعض السجناء حلقوا لهم حتى الحواجب هذه.
And some of the prisoners' eyebrows were shaved.
وغيروا ملابس في ملابس حمراء أخرى.
And they changed the clothing to another red clothing.
وغيروا الأرقام بأرقام أخرى.
And they changed our numbers.
أعطوني 940.
And they gave me the number 940.
وكان الرقم القديم 465.
And my old number was 465.
In Bagram.
In Bagram.
وتركونا طيلة تلك الليلة.
And they left us that night.
منعونا من النوم.
They deprived us of sleep.
وعند بزوغ الفجر.
And at dawn.
غلوا أيدينا وأرجلنا.
They tied us.
ووضعوا سماعات على 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 أذاننا.
And they put heavy earphones on our ears.
نظارات أيضا سوداء على عيوننا.
And black goggles on our eyes.
نفس الجلافزات الثقيلة هذه.
And the same heavy gloves.
وتركونا على الأرض جالسين جلسة القرفصاء هكذا يعني.
And they left us sitting on the ground.
نعم من الصباح إلى الليل نحن جالسين على الأرض.
From morning to night we were sitting on the ground.
والجو بارد جدا كان.
And it was very cold.
وبقينا على هذه الجلسة.
We were sitting like that.
ما أكلنا إلا خبز جافة وشوية ماء.
And we only ate a dry piece of bread and some water.
بعد ذلك رفعونا في سيارة نقل كبيرة.
Then they took us to a cargo.
وربطوا أيدينا ببعض من هذا المكان.
And they tied us.
مربوطين مع بعض.
All tied together.
وجالسين نفس الجلسة هكذا.
And we were sitting.
وتحركت بنا الشاحنة هذه بعد ما رفعونا فوقها.
And the truck took us.
أي واحد يتحرك يقول له لا تحرك.
And anyone who would move, they would threaten him. And they would hit him.
جلود بالرجل يعني.
And they would kick him.
إلى أن وصلنا إلى الطائرة.
Until we reached the plane.
فرفعونا في الطائرة.
And then they took us to the plane.
وجلسونا في كراسي على عرض الطائرة.
And they made us sit on chairs on the side of the plane.
وربطونا على أرضية الطائرة.
And they tied us to the floor of the plane.
واستمرت الرحلة ساعات طويلة.
And the trip lasted for many hours.
وكنا يعني في حالة كده. يعني لا نعرف لأنه أعطونا حبوب قبل السفر.
They gave us pills before the trip, so we were we did not know exactly what was happening.
وكنا ما يعني كأننا في حالة غيبوبة أو إغماء ما منتبهين ما حاسين بنفسنا.
We could not feel what was happening.
What do you mean? How did the drugs affect you?
كيف أثرت عليك المخدر؟
يعني كأنني أنام وأصحى أنام وأصحى ما مدرك
I would sleep and wake up sleep and wake up
ما مدرك ما حولي
I was not in total consciousness.
What color was
إلى أن وصلنا
ما كان لون الحبوب
بيضاء بعضها بيضاء
white
بيضاء نعم
yeah white.
How many of you were taken to Guantanamo in that trip?
كم منكم أخذ إلى غوانتانامو في تلك الرحلة؟
الرحلة هذه كنا 30 شخص.
30.
And
تقريبا 30.
About 30.
When you were at Bagram, did you see dogs? Were dogs used at all on you?
هل استخدم الكلاب في الأجرام؟
نعم دائما يستخدمون.
Yes, they always use dogs.
كل ما يكون هناك سيرش يأتوا بالكلاب.
Every time there was a search, they would bring the dogs.
السيرش يوميا daily.
And the search was daily.
يعني يجيبوا الكلاب ونحن نضع أيدينا هكذا ونجلس على ركبنا.
They would bring the dogs and we would sit like this and we would sit on our knees.
نضع أيدينا كده.
And put our hands on. And then they would do the search.
يجيبوا الكلاب حولنا يمرون.
And they would bring the dogs around us.
And what would the dogs do?
وأيضا في المطار أيضا.
ماذا تفعل؟
في المطار أيضا عندما ضربوني كانت كلبي يمسك في ثيابي يعني.
And at the airport when they hit us, the dog would hold on to my clothes and bite me.
Where did they bite you?
أين عضتك الكلاب؟
يعني لا في الملابس في أطراف الملابس.
On our clothes on the.
ما يتركوها لو تركوها ممكن يعني.
They would hold the dogs back, but if they would let the dogs go, they would definitely bite us.
When you got to Guantanamo, what happened?
عندما وصلت إلى Guantanamo ماذا حصل؟
عندما وصلت Guantanamo طبعا استمرت تحقيق في يوم الأول.
When I reached Guantanamo, the interrogation went on.
زي ثلاث أربع ساعات.
For 3 or 4 hours.
وبعدين تركوني في زنزانة فرادية حديدية مسقطة.
Then they left me in an iron cage.
باردة جدا.
Very cold.
ما كنت أرى شيء ولا كنت أسمع أي كلام.
I could not see anything or hear anything.
وبقيت على هذا الوضع زي أسبوعين.
And I was like that for about 2 weeks.
يومياً يأخذون التحقيق مرتين أو ثلاث مرات.
They would take me to interrogation daily for twice a day.
You couldn't see anything or hear anything because of the room or because your eyes and ears were covered.
لا أنا في الغرفة وبعدين عندما أخرج أيضا يغطوا عيوني وأذني.
When we would leave the cell, they would cover my eyes and ears.
أما داخل السيل طبعا السيل مغلق ما تستطيع شيء.
But in the cell it was closed, locked, so you really couldn't see anything.
It was dark.
بخير.
غامقة يعني كانت مظلمة.
لا هي يعني ضوءها عادي ليس دار. في ضوء داخل.
There was some light.
And who were the people who were questioning you there, and what were they asking you?
من الذي كان يحدث معك؟ ماذا كان يسألك؟
كانوا هم من الأمريكان وجيش.
They were from they were Americans and from the army with translators.
وكانوا يسألوا أسئلة متفرقة عن المؤسسة إنه هذه المؤسسة إرهابية وهذه المؤسسة.
And they
تعمل فيها دعمة الإرهاب.
And they would ask different questions about the organizations and say that it was a terrorist organization.
كنت أقول لهم هذه المؤسسة ما عندها علاقة بالإرهاب.
And I would say that this organization has no relationship with terrorism. And if you have evidence.
حسب المدير صاحب المؤسسة أو الناس الداعمين المؤسسة ما تحسبوني أنا كفرد يعني.
Don't hold me accountable, but hold the manager or the people in charge of the organization accountable.
أنا موظف عادي.
I'm just a normal worker.
أعمل وأتغادر.
And work and get my salary.
Did they ever show you evidence?
والرب دليل
ما عندهم أي دليل. أنا خرجت ما عندهم ولا دليل واحد عليه أصلا.
Until I left, they had absolutely no evidence to show.
How did they
say?
They have something called secret evidence.
And how did they say they got it?
وكيف يعني قالوا كيف وصلوا للدلائل هذه؟
هم يقولوا نحن عندنا أدلة سرية.
They say that we have secret evidence.
وإلى أن خرجت ما أروني أدلة سرية.
And until I left, they never showed me the secret evidence, and they never took me to trial.
Can you explain what happened to you there? Were you physically abused?
أصف لنا ما حدث لك هناك. هل حصل لك اعتداء جسدي؟
لا اعتداء جسدي يعني ممكن ضرب وأشياء من هذه.
Physical abuse, some hittings and things like that.
لكن طبعا الحبس بيأثر نفسيا على الإنسان يعني.
But being imprisoned has a psychological effect upon a person.
وخمس سنوات من غير جرم. خمس سنوات ونصف.
And 5.5 years with no crime.
يعني تؤثر على الإنسان بلا شك يعني.
It definitely affects a person.
خاصة إذا الإنسان بريء ما عنده شيء.
Especially if you are innocent and then there's nothing against you.
وأيضا ما قدموني المحاكم.
They did not take me to trial.
وما وجهونا تهم مباشرة
يعني and they never charged us directly telling that you did this with evidence.
وممكن تحجز الإنسان رهن التحقيق ستة أشهر سبعة أشهر سنة.
You can keep a person for a few months as suspect, but not for 5 years with no charges and no trial.
Did you experience loud music?
هل جربوا عليكم؟
بعض زملائي طبعا مارسوا معهم أنواع كثيرة من التعذيب.
Some of my colleagues.
التحرش الجنسي.
Some of my colleagues had were tortured with loud music or sexually.
كان شتى في حقوق الإنسان تكون سمعتم بالأشياء حصلت حصلت يعني.
And you.
السجون السرية وفي غوانتانامو أيضا.
And you, as a human rights activist, must have heard of the type of abuses that took place in Guantanamo or in secret prisons.
Were there? Did you ever meet a doctor or a psychologist at Guantanamo?
هل قابلت دكتور أم طبيب نفسي في؟
طبعاً أطباء نفسيين كثيرين.
There were many psychologists.
وهم الذين يسببون الأمراض النفسية للسجناء.
And they're the ones that caused mental illness to for us.
لأنهم هم يستخدموهم ليس كأطباء نفسيين.
Because they don't use them as psychologists.
يستخدموهم لتحطيم نفسيات السجناء.
But to destroy our spirits.
Can you give an example? And did you ever learn anyone's name?
هل ممكن تعطينا مثال وهل عرفت اسم أحد الأشخاص؟
مثال مثلاً مرة كان يشكو من صداع.
A colleague was suffering from a headache.
فقلنا للمسؤولين هذا الرجل يشكو من صداع حاد.
So we told them that we told the authorities that this person has a severe headache.
مباشرة أتى الطبيب النفسي قال له أنت تشكو من إيش وتعاني من إيش وعندك أرق بالليل وعندك كذا.
So the psychologist came and told them that
تشكو من آلام تشكو من أرق تشكو من عدم النوم.
Are you suffering from sleep deprivation?
ترى أشياء.
Are you seeing things?
فهم أسرع الأطباء قدوما للسجناء.
So the psychologists were the first doctors to be to come to the prisoners.
أما الدكتور العادي ما يجيك بسهولة يعني بصعوبة جدا.
But the normal doctor would not come that easily.
فنحن قلنا له هذا الرجل ما عنده جين ولا شيء. أنت بس أنت لو تركته أنت نفسك جين يعني لو تركته خلاص ما يجي وجه.
So they would say things like you were possessed, but we would say that these guys are not possessed, but the doctors are the ones that are possessed.
Did you remember any doctor's name?
تذكرت اسم
الدكتور؟ لا، هم ليس عندهم أسماء.
They have no names.
ولا المحققين أسماء مستعارة.
Not
تعرف أسماء.
Not the doctors or the interrogators. They have borrowed names.
لكن كلهم عندهم في الأخير أرقام.
But they have numbers.
Did they have any name on their uniform?
هل كان لهم اسم على ال
طبعا هم لابسين يونيفورم عسكري مكتوب
they had a military uniform
مكتوب عليه سايق دكتور ومكتوب عليه الرقم
that would it would say doctor and with a number
والرتبة العسكرية
and the military rank.
Were there any women who questioned you?
هل استجوبت من النساء؟
طبعا
yes.
How did they treat you?
كيف عملوكم؟
هم يعني كانوا يسألوا أسئلة.
They would ask questions.
وكان في ترجمة مباشرة.
And there was immediate translation.
وكانت الأسئلة يعني كثيرة. يعني نحن عملنا.
And there were many questions.
مئات التحقيقات يعني مئات الجلسات.
There were hundreds of interrogations.
وجلسة كانت تستمر ثلاث ساعات ست ساعات.
And each interrogation would last for an hour or two.
Three to six hours.
The least would be an hour and a half to 2 hours.
طبعاً هذا الوقت كله يكون السجين مربوط.
And all this time the prisoner would be chained.
على الأرضية.
To the ground.
وجالس في كرسي حديدي.
And sitting on a metal chair.
You were held for more than 5 years. How did you keep your spirits up?
كيف حافظت على روحك العالية؟
أنا طبعاً وكل الإخوة هناك.
I and all the brothers.
إلا القليل اللي هو
إكراه النفسي.
لكن يعني كنا بالقرآن وبالذكر وبالإيمان.
We would read Quran, recite,
والصلاة
pray.
والاستغفار. بهذه العبادات كنا نحافظ على روحنا المعنوية.
And this is how we kept our spirits high.
وأيضا كنا نشجع بعض.
And we would support each other.
يعني كل واحد يشجع أخي يصبر أخي.
You know, each one would support the other.
وكنا أحيانا نعمل لقاءات يعني ترفيهية حتى ترفه شوية.
And sometimes we would have entertainment gatherings.
وعندنا طبعا في اللقاءات الترفيهية هذه كلمات ونكات.
We would have jokes, speeches, songs.
وكنا نعملها كل ليلة.
We would do this
ليلة جمعة.
Every Friday night.
وأيضا كنا نشجع الأخ إذا رجع من التحقيق تعبان.
And we would support the brother if he came back from the interrogation tired. We would tell him that you're a hero, you're a man.
لا تهين لا تلين يعني كن جلدا كل
صبر. Be strong.
فهذه الأشياء كانت تشجع. كذلك الرسائل
support them. And also the letters that we would get
من الأهل والأصدقاء كان
from families and friends would make us patient.
أيضا كان أشكر كثير من
and I would especially thank
المجتمع الأمريكي
many from the American society.
أمريكا مجتمع إنساني فأشكرهم كان يرسل لي بعض الرسائل فكانوا كانت تساعدني كثير في إنه أحافظ على صبري وكذا.
Some would send me letters and this would make me patient.
كذلك أشكر المحامي ستيفن تيواكس كان يعني هو مايكل وكل المجموعة.
And I would thank my attorney Mr. Stephen Tiwaks.
كان يعطيني ويصبرني في السجن ويقول لي اصبر وانت تستخرج ولا تنزعج.
And he would make me patient and say that you will be leaving soon.
وهذه كلمات وهذا التصبير
and these words
من الخارج ومن الداخل
from outside and inside
كان سبب في انه نحن صبرنا هذه السنين وخرجنا
was the reason why we were patient all these years
يعني.
And this is how we kept our spirits high.
Would the behavior change when your lawyer would come to Guantanamo?
هل كان يعني أسلوب المعاملة يتغير عندما كان يأتيك المحامي؟
والله هو طبعا كان يتغير والمكان أيضا كان يتغير.
It would change and the place would change.
يعني كان آخر تطوراتهم في التقنية بتاعت إنه يكسبوا المحامي ويوروه إنه السجين في وضع جيد.
Their latest methods. To gain the support of the attorney.
فكانوا يأخذونا إلى كامب اسمه غوانا كامب.
They would take us to camp in Guana.
Guana. طبعا هذا الكامب جميل في المبنى.
Which was very nice.
وأنت تستعتر المحيط أمامك.
And you can see the ocean in front of you.
وكراسي جميلة يعني.
Nice chairs.
صوفا سيت كده جميلة يعني.
And a sofa set that was nice.
والمكان جميل فالمحامي عندما يراك في هذا الوضع يظن الوضع كله هكذا يعني.
So when the attorney would see you like that he would think that you know it was always like that.
فهم كانوا عندهم فن في الدراما يعني.
So they perfected the art of drama.
عندما يريدوا يبينوا للضيف أو الزائر إنه المستجنات في وضع جيد وفي مكان جيد.
So when they wanted to show the guests that yeah, things were okay.
يأخذوهم إلى camp 4.
They would take you to camp 4.
كان فور فيه تقريبا أقل من 5% و10% من السجناء.
Camp 4 had less than 5% of the prisoners.
فمكان جيد ومكان مريح.
It was a nice place and comfortable.
في ملاعب في كذا.
That had playing fields.
فالناس الميديا وناس الصحفيين والزوار.
The media and the journalists.
كانوا يجوا هناك ويصوروا.
And the guests were taken there and they would take pictures.
لكن طبعا Camp 1.
But Camp 1.
Camp 2.
And 2.
Camp 3.
And 3.
Camp 5.
And 5.
و 6.
And 6.
وكام إيكو.
And إيكو.
هذا ممنوع تصويره.
You could not take pictures at.
وفي أيضا في camps secret camp نحن ما نعرف عنها.
And there were secret camps that we did not know about.
فهذه ما أحد يعرف عنها.
No one knows anything about it.
إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Except God.
فهذه طبعا من الأساليب كانوا يعملوها يعني.
This is what they some of the methods that they used with us.
حتى يغطوا عن العيوب الهمة والعورات تاعهم.
To cover their mistakes and.
Merindo. Hi. I wanted to ask you if you knew anything about waterboarding. Do you know what that is?
هل تعرف شيء عن وضع الرأس في الماء في البرميل؟
طبعا سمعنا انه كان بعض الاخوه
we heard that some of the brothers
عاملوهم في غرف التحقيق
were treated were treated like this during some of the interrogations.
وأيضا كان بعض الإخوة السجناء
and some of the prisoners
حسب ما سمعنا من الزملاء
from what we heard from our colleagues
إنه في داخل الزنزانة يضعون رأسه على الخلاء مباشرة
in the cell that they would place their head in the toilet
ويشغلون الفلاش
and then they would turn on the flush.
في أخونا سالم هنا هو شاهد لهذا الأشياء.
My brother Salim here had seen had witnessed this.
شاهد عيانه هو رأى بعيني هذا الشيء.
He saw that with his own eyes.
We'll follow up with him.
Can you talk about the day you learned you would be leaving?
حدثنا عن اليوم الذي عرفت فيه أنك ستغادر.
طبعا جاءني أحد العساكر.
One of the guards came to me.
وقال لي أنت سترحل من هذا المكان.
And told me that you'll be leaving this place.
قال لي هو طبعا عساكر لغتهم جافة.
The guards were very harsh in the way they spoke to us.
قال لي move from this place.
And told me move from this place.
فأنا ما عرفت الموف فين. ممكن move يكون مكان أسوأ أو مكان يعني ما كنت أعلم.
I wasn't sure what he meant. I thought he might be taking me to another a worse place.
فلكن كنت أحس أن خلاص يعني لأن محامي أخبرني قبلها.
But I felt that this was it, and my attorney had told me before.
أخذوني إلى سجن عام.
They took me to a general prison.
عبارة عن يعني أخفاص.
That is of different cells.
وكان معي مجموعة من الأفغان.
And I had some Afghans with me.
وبعدها بتقريبا بساعات أخذوني إلى غرفة التحقيق.
And after a few hours, they took me to the interrogation room.
وفي غرفة التحقيق قالوا أنت ستغادر هذا المكان.
And in the interrogation room, they told me that you'll be leaving this place soon.
ونحن جينا نهنئك بهذا الخروج.
And we've come here to congratulate you with this.
فأنا قلت لهم تهنئوني بماذا؟
And I told them, what are you congratulating me for?
قالوا لي بالخروج.
They told me you'll be leaving.
قلت لهم إذا كنتم أخرجتموني بريء.
I told them if you've let go of me as an innocent person
وأنصفتوني.
And were fair to me
كنت أخرج سعيد.
I would have left happy
لكن الآن لست سعيد على الخروج.
But I'm not now I'm not happy for leaving.
فقالوا لي يعني ماذا تريد إذا خرجت ماذا تريد تفعل أسئلة من هذا النوع من هذا القبيل.
So they would ask me what are you going to do when you leave.
فأنا قلت لهم هذا لا يهمهم كثير.
I told them this is not your business.
فقط أنا سأستريح عندما لا أرى وجوهكم.
I'll be happy when I don't see your faces.
فقالوا لي هل أنت ستقاتلنا في الخارج.
So they asked me will you fight us when you leave.
قلت لهم أنا ما قاتلتكم من قبل.
I told them I did not fight you to start with.
ولن أقاتلكم من بعد.
And I won't fight you in the future.
لكن قتالي سيكون من نوع آخر.
But my fight will be of a different kind.
سأقاتلكم بالقانون.
I will fight you by law.
وسأحاول قصارى جهدي وطيلة حياتي.
And I will try all my life.
وأكرس كل حياتي حتى أنال حقوقي منكم.
I will try all my life to get my rights from you.
قالوا لي تريد تقول كلمة أخيرة.
Do you want to say a last word?
قلت لهم الذي يوصفني.
I told them that what I'm sad for
أن الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية
that the United States of America
كانت ترفع شعارات جميلة
would raise beautiful slogans
منها الديمقراطية
democracy
منها المساواة
equality
منها العدل
justice
منها الحرية
freedom
وكان هناك رجال عظام وضعوا هذه الأسس للدولة
and there were great men that put these foundations for the state
ولكن للأسف الشديد
but unfortunately
هذه القيم وتلك المبادئ
these values
عادت غير موجودة الآن في الولايات المتحدة
no longer exist in the United States
ونحن أجدادنا
our grandfathers
أخبرونا أن
told us
دولة الحق
that the state of justice or truth
مع الظلم لا تبقى
does not exist with injustice
ودولة الباطل
and that the state of injustice
مع العدل تبقى
with justice might remain
فأنت دولتكم
so your state your country
قامت على الظلم الآن
is now unjust
وهذه نهاية هذه الحكومة
and this is the end of this government.
فقلت لهم حكومة بوش بهذه السياسة.
I told them that the government of Bush with this policy
شوهت سمعة الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية.
Has done bad to the reputation of the United States.
فقالوا لي يكن في علمك.
They told me you should know
أنك لن تدخل الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية أبد.
That you will never enter the United States.
قلت لهم الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية ليست جنة الله في الأرض.
I told them that the United States is not God's heaven on earth.
وأنا الآن بعيد منكم ظلمت.
And I told them that I was far away from you and injustice was done to me.
فأخشى أن أكون بينكم وأظلم أكثر.
So I'm afraid that if I'm between you, more injustice will be done to me.
فغضب غضب شديد.
So he got very mad.
وتغير وجهه.
And his face changed.
وقالوا له قال للعسكري أرجعوه إلى السيل بتاعه.
And he told the guard take him back to his cell.
And then what happened?
بعدين.
بعدها عملوا لي فحص طبي.
Then they did a medical examination for me.
وأيضا عملوا جاءوا لي بورقة.
And they gave me a paper.
وكاميرا فيديو.
In a video camera.
وجاء مسؤول كبير.
And then a person of authority came.
قال لي لابد أن توقع على هذا الأجريمنت.
You must sign this agreement.
قرأ علي الأجريمنت.
And then he read the agreement to me.
وكان مترجم مترجم.
And the translator would translate.
بعدين قالوا لي هل ترغب أن توقع؟
And they told me, do you want to sign?
قلت لهم لا أوقع.
I told them I would not sign.
قالوا يكن في علمك أنك ستبقى هنا إذا لم توقع.
They told me you should know that if you don't sign you will remain here.
قلت لهم أبقى هنا ولا أوقع لكم شيء.
I told them I'll remain here and I won't sign on anything.
فأنا لست عدو مقاتل.
I am not an enemy combatant.
ما قاتلتكم من قبل.
I never fought you.
ولا نقاتلكم في المستقبل.
And I will not fight you in the future.
ولا أوقع على شيء في أي تعهد.
And I will not sign on anything that has an obligation.
فبعد ذلك تركوني ما.
And after that, they left me alone.
بعدها بأيام جاءوا.
After a few days,
أعطونا ملابس أخرى.
They gave us new clothing.
وأنا قلت لهم أريد حذاء صندل لأنه عندي مشكلة في رجلي.
And I told them that I want a sandal because I have a problem in my foot.
وحاولت معهم مرارا أن يعالجوني في السجن هم رفضوا.
I tried in prison to have them cure my problem.
وقالوا لي جيد نحن نعطيك حذاء. يعني يكون مناسب لصحتك لأنه أنا ممنوع ألبس حذاء مكفول من الخلف.
They said, okay, we'll give you a proper shoe because I was prevented from wearing a shoe that was closed from the back.
فجاءوا لي بحذاء صيني.
So they gave me a Chinese shoe.
مقطوع من الخلف.
Cut from the back.
أنا نسيت في البيت كان المفروض أجيبه حتى أوريكم له.
I forgot it at home. I would have shown it to you.
نعم هذا آخر ما خرجت به من.
That was the last thing I left with from prison.
منظره قبيح جدا وكان
ugly.
مشين لل. قلت لهم أنتم كيف تكونوا حكومة وما عندكم إمكانية تجيبوا حذاء للسجناء.
I told them how could you be a government and not bring proper shoes to your prisoners.
Did any guard show you an act of kindness?
هل أي من الحراس تعامل معك معاملة حسنة؟
موجود من الحراس.
Yes.
ومن الفيميل وقايد كلهم في ناس كويسين يعني.
Yes.
لكن قليلين. A few guys.
Very few.
نعم.
What was it?
كيف كانت المعاملة حسنا؟
يعني موجود من المحققين.
From the interrogators.
ناس معاملتهم جيدة.
Some treated us well.
موجود من الحراس.
And from the guards.
وفي بعضهم معاملتهم جيدة.
Treated us well.
يعني عندهم إنسانية وعندهم أخلاق.
They were humane and had good morals.
لكن الأكثرية.
But the most.
كذابين.
Were liars.
وسيئين في الأخلاق.
And were bad in their morals.
ومعاملتهم سيئة.
And they treated us badly.
لأنه كما تعلمون هم عساكر يعطون أوامر فينفذوا.
Because they're soldiers and they just obey what they are told.
And what was it like to leave Guantanamo and to arrive in Khartoum?
كيف كان شعورك بترك غوانتانامو ووصول الخرطوم؟
كنت في غاية السعادة وغاية
I was extremely
الفرحة.
Happy.
وما كنت أصدق نفسي.
I couldn't believe myself.
وفي نفس الوقت أيضا كنت حزين.
At the same time I was sad.
لأني تركت خلفي مجموعة كبيرة من الإخوة.
Because I left many brothers behind me.
حالتهم مثل حالتي.
Who were like me.
حرموا من الحياة وحرموا من العمل
were deprived of life, work and family.
منهم من حرم من أمه ومنهم من حرم من زوجته ومنهم من
زوجته.
طبعا أنا ما كنت أحب هذه المناظر.
I didn't like this scene.
وأتركهم على هذا الحال.
To leave these guys like that.
وبطبيعة عملي طبعا أنا ما أتحمل المظاهر اللا إنسانية.
And because of the nature of my work, I couldn't stand inhumane scenes.
And what are you doing now in Khartoum?
ماذا تفعل الآن في خرطوم؟
أنا الآن طبعاً مكرس جهدي ووقتي.
Now I spend my time
في قضية غوانتانامو.
In the issue of Guantanamo.
وأيضاً كل سعي ودابي.
And I'm working towards
في خدمة الإخوة الموجودين.
Helping the ones left.
وخدمة أسر الإخوة المعتقلين أيضاً.
And their families.
وأيضا لنا أنشطة كثيرة وزيارات.
And we also have many activities and visits.
ويعتبر السودان يعني الدولة الوحيدة.
And Sudan is probably the only country
التي استقبلت رعاياها استقبالا جيدا حسنا.
That received its former detainees well.
معاملة إنسانية كريمة.
And treated them humanely.
فنحن جلسنا مع كثير من المسؤولين.
We sat with many of the authorities here.
وعرفناهم بسجن غوانتانامو.
And we told them about Guantanamo.
وأخونا حماد هذا عمل فيلم عن غوانتانامو. سماه في غياب غوانتانامو.
And our brother Hamad here made a film about Guantanamo.
ونحن عملنا كونفرنس كبير مؤتمر.
And we did a big conference.
ودعينا فيه كثير من الناشطين في حقوق الإنسان من العالم.
And we invited many human rights activists from all around the world.
لو كنا نعرف أنكم أيضا يعني هنا كنا دعوناكم لكن طبعا.
And if we knew we would have invited you too. But we did not know you.
إن شاء الله عندنا مؤتمر قريب ممكن أيضا نوجه لكم دعوة إن شاء الله.
But God willing, we have a conference in the future and we'll invite you.
يا تقريبا ممكن يكون بعد 3 أو 4 أسابيع.
3 or 4 weeks from now.
ونحن يعني الآن صارت صرنا بعد أن كنا نعمل في العمل الخيري.
And after we used to work in charitable work.
صرنا نميل الآن لحقوق الإنسان والعمل في مجال حقوق الإنسان. Now, صرنا أقرب إليكم.
Now we're more interested in working in human rights issues, so we are closer to you.
وأنا طبعا سأقف نفسي للعمل الخيري والعمل الإنساني إن شاء الله.
And I will still be working in humanitarian work.
وسأقف بعد مساعدتكم وعونكم.
And after your help.
مع كل مظلوم ومهضوم الحق.
And we will stand next to any person who injustice was done upon.
Well, we want to thank you for sharing your story, and I'll ask you for a final comment after we talk to you.